May we be known by our love. Amen. Imagine sitting at the table with the disciples. Jesus has washed their feet and broken bread with them. And I imagine the disciples have been going from one emotion to the next, a roller coaster of emotions all evening long. And in the back of their minds, worrying about how will it be that Jesus is betrayed by Judas. It is gathered around this table that Jesus gives us a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you should also love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. Now imagine it has been many years since the crucifixion of Jesus, and you linger in the synagogue. You're curious about a group of people, so you make your way over to the Jews who call themselves followers of the way. And you notice that others whom you recognize have done the same. And you all sit to listen to what is being read. It is a passage from the Gospel of John. Jesus gives us a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. And the people who aren't or weren't followers of the way, who had gathered around, they would have recognized these words that Jesus had spoken as sounding very familiar and yet very different. And they would have been shocked. The Jewish Shema that is prayed every day goes like this. Hear, O Israel, Yahweh is our God, Yahweh alone. You shall love Yahweh your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. And what they have just heard Jesus clearly announcing is that he is one with God, and we are to love like Jesus loves. And this is how everyone will know we are his disciples. They would have heard Jesus claiming his divinity. And the Shema is a central prayer of the Jewish people. It is the first prayer they learn and the last prayer spoken upon their death. And Holocaust historian Yaffa Elikic, he tells a story of an American named Lieberman who went to Europe after World War II. And Lieberman went to monasteries and nunneries trying to find the Jewish children that were hiding in these places. And Lieberman would walk into each place and recite the Shema. And the children who responded, he would then attempt to retrieve them from the monasteries and nunneries. It is a deeply personal prayer of love and allegiance to the one God. To pray the Shema is to every day embrace God's kingdom, commit oneself to God's purpose on heaven as in earth, whatever it might cost. The Shema invokes and declares a Jewish person's loyalty to the one God who had revealed himself in action at the Exodus. And so we too, as Christians, have committed this prayer to memory in the form of Jesus' new commandment. And in the words of Rachel Held Evans, Jesus becomes for us what the living and breathing will of God looks like. This includes compassion for the poor, esteem for women, healing for the sick, and solidarity with the suffering. It means breaking bread with outcasts and embracing the little children. It means choosing forgiveness over retribution, the cross over revenge. And as Elton Trueblood put it, the historic Christian doctrine of the divinity of Christ does not simply mean that Jesus is like God. It is far more radical than that. It means that God is like Jesus. To love is to honor God. God is the law that liberates. Love is the ultimate deliverance story. Jesus gives us a new commandment that you love one another just as I have loved you. You should also love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. We have to ask ourselves, with Christ as our model, which are we choosing? Prejudice and power, self-interest and greed, or are we seeking to liberate, set free, heal, and love? Amen.